VA Secretary Collins cancels nearly $2 billion in wasteful consulting contracts. By Olivia Rondo on February 26, 2025. Veteran Affairs, VA, Secretary Doug Collins has announced nearly $2 billion in savings from canceled contracts that can be put back into health care benefits, and making sure we're doing what the VA is supposed to do. This is why we're talking about efficiency and getting the job done for veterans here at the VA. We're just at the first step of almost $2 billion. That's billion, with a B, that we found in contracts that we're cutting. Collins, a former U.S. congressman from Georgia, declared in a Tuesday video. Those are things that we're saving now that we can put back into healthcare benefits, making sure we're doing what the VA is supposed to, and that is health and veterans benefits. According to the secretary, who was confirmed by the Senate in early February after being nominated by President Donald Trump, millions of dollars were being paid to consultants to create PowerPoint presentations and take meeting minutes. Folks, if you don't know how to run PowerPoint slides, learn. It's a tutorial on your computer. Go learn for free, it's okay. Take your own notes. Wow, I'll send you one of my pencils if you need one, he exclaimed. He also brought up millions of dollars spent on coaching and training, addressing it in a similar exasperated tone. If your supervisor can't coach you and train you in their job, then I tell you what, let me know, and I'll come help you. We'll be ready to go, Collins continued. This last one kills me, he said, reading a list off of a paper. Millions of dollars for executive support. You know, I love you and I support you, but we can figure out how to do things on our own. We don't need outside people coming in to help us with executive support. Collins added that there will be more contract cancellations coming. Don't feed the line of what DC is wanting to sell you. We are putting money back to veterans' health, back to veterans' benefits. And don't let nameless sources, even senators and House members, who want to scare you, and media who want to perpetuate the line. We're taking care of veterans. I promised you that from day one, Collins concluded. Earlier this month, Collins confirmed the shocking allegations that the Biden administration's VA had used manpower to help illegal migrants obtain health care. In an interview with Andrew Wilkow of the Wilkow Majority on Sirius XM Patriot, the new VA secretary revealed that he found instances of time being used to process health applications and stuff for illegals.